When we reconvened after our lunch break, the Dalai Lama returned to the telling difference between the Buddhist and the scientific views, the criteria by which an emotion is judged to be destructive. While the scientific standard was whether an emotion is harmful to oneself or to others, the Buddhist rule of thumb was far more subtle. Emotions become destructive the moment they disrupt the mind's equilibrium. One dilemma posed by Paul's presentation had been that the English term for emotion has no direct Tibetan equivalent. After some back and forth, we arrived at a working definition of emotion, a mental state that has a strong feeling component. From that, however, we excluded feelings that are purely sensory, such as a cut finger or exhaustion. The feelings need to be tied to an appraisal, that is, thoughts. The Dalai Lama said, "My conjecture, in terms of trying to understand why the West places such a strong emphasis on identifying emotion, is that going back to the Enlightenment, even as far back as Aquinas, there is an enormous priority placed on reason and intelligence. What can impede reason? Emotion." Indeed, the Dalai Lama's challenge to the West's separation of emotion and cognition has support in current findings from neuroscience. The brain, it seems, does not make any clean distinction between thought and emotion. Every region in the brain that has been found to play some role in emotion has also been connected with aspects of cognition. The circuitry for emotion and for cognition are intertwined, just as Buddhism posits that these two elements are inseparable. Paul had a question. Might there be ways of experiencing emotion for those who have been practicing Tibetan Buddhism that are not available, and in that sense incomprehensible, to those who have not? The Dalai Lama agreed, in principle, saying that there might be certain aspects of emotion that are incomprehensible unless you have experienced them yourself. For example, an important aspect of Buddhist meditation practice is reflection on the transient nature of life, on death, on impermanence. It is said that the more you prolong your meditation, the more you deepen your understanding and realization. At first, you can understand intellectually that moments are changing, but you do not feel it. Then you familiarize yourself with this through meditation, and eventually a strong feeling develops. That kind of subtle emotion comes through meditation. Unquote.